I'm Dan Clefstad. Illinois House Republicans remain suspicious the Democrat-led General Assembly may pass an income tax increase during the lame duck session. But Governor J.B. Pritzker has not voiced support for immediate revenue increases, instead saying he's focused on spending cuts. Derek Cantu has more.
The COVID-19 pandemic has hit Illinois' finances hard, and in November, voters rejected Governor Pritzker's signature graduated income tax plan, which was supposed to bring in an extra $3.5 billion annually. But before voters weighed in, Democrats last spring pushed through a state budget that ended up being $4 billion out of balance. Illinois is borrowing $2 billion, and Pritzker has proposed hundreds of millions in budget cuts, but it's still not enough. Republican Representative Dan Brady of Bloomington accused Democrats of engaging in disingenuous budget negotiations.
All those extra services and programs that were passed, they all require state funding to operate. And while the Democrats hit send on the press releases announcing them, they never let you know after the fact that a tax hike will be required to pay for them.
Pritzker had previously asked state agencies to identify 6.5% cuts to their operations, and Republicans are again asking to see those potential cuts. I'm Derek Cantu.
The Illinois economy is holding steady. The University of Illinois Flash Index measured 95.9 in December. That's slightly above the October and November readings. Economist Fred Gertz says the index continues to show the state's economy recovering from the impact of the COVID pandemic, but it's still nearly 10 points lower than before the pandemic hit.
Given where we were in April of 2020, I think the recovery has been very strong, but strong is not necessarily getting us back to where we were before.
Gertz compiles the Flash Index from an analysis of Illinois tax receipts. He says all three components were higher in December than a year ago after adjusting for inflation, but the index has remained below 100 since last March, meaning the Illinois economy is contracting. Governor Pritzker issued more than 9,000 pardons for low-level marijuana convictions on New Year's Eve and announced the Illinois State Police expunged all eligible records for marijuana-related arrests. Pritzker issued pardons in more than 20,000 marijuana cases since the passage of the Cannabis Regulation and Tax Act in 2019. That's according to Capital News Illinois. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Mobile COVID-19 testing sites are available this week in various locations around the region. To date, free nasal swab tests will be administered at Frontier Community College in Fairfield, on Wednesday at Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel, and on Friday in Pinckneyville Community Hospital. At three of those testing sites, they'll all be open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Anyone can be tested regardless of symptoms or immigration status. Illinois Secretary of State driver's facilities open back up statewide today. Secretary of State spokesperson Dave Drucker reminds you can still take care of several things from home.
The annual registration sticker that goes on the back plate to be easily done online, getting duplicate driver's licenses, getting your driving record, driving abstract, those things can all be done by going to our website. And there's no really reason to rush in at all. The licenses are good until June 1st. Of this year, of 2021. So really, you can wait till the weather is better if you need to get out there. There's no reason to go in the immediate future.
The Secretary of State's website is cyberdriveillinois.com. Illinois House Republicans says they have an open mind about proposed legislation letting the General Assembly meet remotely in cases of emergency. Supporters of the bill say the COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted the need for the change. House GOP leader Jim Durkin says they are considering the idea. Session days were extremely limited last year because of the virus, and the fall veto session was canceled. The legislature is expected to meet in Springfield in coming days for the lame duck session. I'm Leah Lerner.